You yourself have said that wealth is good when it brings joy to others. Why then is my ambition to be wealthy not a good one? Poverty may be a privilege, and even a way of life for the monk in the desert, for he has only himself to sustain, and none but his God to please. But I consider poverty to be the mark of a lack of ability, or a lack of ambition. I am not deficient in either of these qualities. Patros frowned. What has caused this sudden outburst of ambition? You speak of providing for family, yet you have no family, lest it be I, who have adopted you since the pestilence removed thy mother and father. Hafid's sun-darkened skin could not hide the sudden flush in his cheeks. While we encamped in Hebron, before journeying here, I met the daughter of Kalne. Oh-ho! Now the truth emergeth. Love, not noble ideals, has changed my camel boy into a mighty soldier, ready to battle the world. Kalne is a very wealthy man. His daughter and a camel boy? Never! But his daughter and a rich, young, and handsome merchant? That is another matter. Very well, my young soldier. I will help you begin your career as a salesman. The lad fell to his knees and grasped Patros' robe. Sire, sire, how can I say the words to show my thanks? Patros freed himself from Hafid's grip and stepped back. I would suggest you withhold thy thanks for the present. Whatever aid I give thee will be as a grain of sand compared to the mountains you must move for yourself.